In the grand chessboard of life, where logic is the queen and emotions are the pawns, the arrival of a child is like a fresh move in an interactive game. Some say you should teach the little tyke the art of the hunt, equipping them with the survival skills of a seasoned warrior in a supermarket aisle. Others believe in nurturing a heart that beats for every creature, turning living rooms into peaceful kingdoms where spiders are escorted out with honor. And in this world where logic reigns supreme, the philosopher king is the ultimate checkmate, a ruler who ponders the existential while balancing the budget. Ah, to rule or not to rule with wisdom, that is the question that keeps logically inclined people up at night, pondering over a cup of herbal tea. In the fascinating universe of Star Trek, Mr. Spock, with his impeccable Vulcan logic, might indeed find Captain Kirk's decision to be as perplexing as a Klingon reciting Shakespeare. Picture this, Spock, eyebrow perpetually raised, analyzing Kirk's bold maneuvers that defy all reason, like Spock's conclusion would be as clear as the Enterprise's view screen. For the sake of logic, efficiency, and occasional uninterrupted game of 3D chess, he must assume command. But let's not forget the world of Star Trek. It's Kirk's blend of passion and unpredictability that often saves the day, leaving Spock to ponder the illogical success of human intuition. And so, the Enterprise continues its journey with Spock at the science station and Kirk in the captain's chair, boldly going where no one has gone before. Logic.